And our state capitol report continues now as we welcome in a state senator, Kathleen Vinehout, a Democratic state senator from Alma, who recently introduced a package of bills to increase oversight on the frac sand industry. And she also registered, took the first step toward a possible run for governor in the state of Wisconsin. And we welcome your questions for her at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. And, of course, we'll also ask her about the state budget since that's pretty much the top issue at the state capitol these days. Kathleen Vinehout is a Democratic state senator from Alma. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks a lot for being with us. Well, let's just start where we ended with Speaker Voss. He says it's up to the state Senate now to send the assembly a package of what needs to be. He's looking for ways to raise revenue to pay for transportation needs in the state of Wisconsin. What's your reaction to this?
I agree. There's just so many different ideas out there on how we could solve this problem. We have a group of Senate Republicans that are not coming up with a plan, but I'd be more than happy to talk with Speaker Voss about a plan that the Democrats would agree to. I really do think that Speaker Voss has hit the nail on the head when we can't continue to borrow and spend. It's very clear that more and more money is going to pay off debt, and it's unsustainable. And there are a lot of Democrats and Republicans that ran last summer on fixing the problem and have a lot of ideas on how to do it. Not too long ago, in the last budget, former Secretary Gottlieb came up with 24 different proposals on how to raise revenue. And some of these ideas, when I speak at town hall meetings, Democrats and Republicans agree on. For example, the state owns 624 miles of state-owned railroad, and the railroad only pays 20% of the maintenance and no fee to travel the state-owned railroad. Having the railroad pay a modest $10 a car fee to travel that railroad is one of the proposals that Secretary Gottlieb came up with. And people say to me, well, everybody ought to pay something so nobody pays too much. And to me, that part of it is a no-brainer. So a lot of ideas out there, and I do think that there are people in the Senate that want to work with the Speaker. I don't know so much about my Republican colleagues.
Yeah. Well, Wisconsin was supposed to have a budget in place as we start this new fiscal year in July, but we don't. Speaker Voss says this, you know, was sort of an artificial deadline. It's not a huge deal, and we should do this right. Are you concerned at all that we don't have a budget in place at this moment in time?
Well, unlike other states, Wisconsin doesn't shut down. So the state parks will continue to be open. We will continue operating on paying for state government through the money that was set in the last budget. It's been a while since we haven't had a budget by the beginning of the new fiscal year, but back in 2007, when I was a rookie state senator, we didn't have a budget until October when we had split houses. We had a Republican assembly and a Senate and a Democratic Senate. Even when the Democrats had control back in 2009 of both houses, there was so much division between the two houses that were both controlled by Democrats that the budget ended up going to a conference committee. So it's not unheard of to have this kind of debate both between parties and between houses.
You filed paperwork last week to register a campaign committee. Are you running for governor?
I am in the process of deciding the answer to that question. I filed paperwork because I knew that I was going to have expenses in this campaign finance reporting period that were related to traveling the state, talking with people around the state, seeing what kind of an organization we could put together. So this was it was in some ways a first step. I can change the committee back to Senate if I decide to run for re-election for the Senate, but I just wanted to make sure that all of my paperwork was in order because I would be filing a campaign finance report that had expenses related to exploring the possibility.
Yeah, well, why do you think you might be a good candidate for governor?
Well, there are a lot of ideas that need to be talked about that we haven't heard much discussion. Just a little one was the idea that I mentioned about the railway and making sure that everybody pays something. There are a lot of alternative solutions that might have been decided over the last 6 years. I've put together four alternative budgets, including the one that I'm finishing up now. And in those budgets, I take the same amount of money and I spend it in a different way to say there's a way we can fix the problems that the state's facing, whether we're talking about health or education or transportation. There are alternatives, and we need to have a discussion of those alternatives and see where the public is, see if they're ready for a change.
We will talk more with our guest, State Senator Kathleen Vinehout, a Democratic state senator from Alma, who is registered a campaign committee as she explores the possibility of running for governor next year. And we will also, when we come back from news, talk with her about her package of bills to increase oversight of the frac sand industry. And we'll welcome more of your questions and thoughts when it comes to the state budget process and our lack of a state budget. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Kerr-Dean Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Kerr-Dean Show. This is the State Capitol Report here on the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Kerr-Dean. We are talking about budget issues and other issues before the state legislature with our guest, State Senator Kathleen Vinehout, who recently introduced a package of bills to increase oversight of the frac sand industry, and we'll talk with her about that. And she also last week took steps to possibly run for governor. So we're talking with her about that as well. And we're welcoming your questions for her at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@WPR.org. We do have callers on the budget and on I guess, your stances on issues, Senator Vinehout. But I did want to ask you before we run out of time, this package of bills that you reintroduced that would increase oversight of the frac sand industry. Just generally, overall, what do you hope to achieve with this?
Well, the price of oil seems to be headed up, and the frac sand industry is gearing up for a busy summer in western Wisconsin, and it seems like a good time to take another look at what we can do to encourage these sand mines to be good neighbors. There have been a lot of complaints that I've received over the last few years. The package of bills includes six bills that introduce these problems. They relate directly to specific problems that I've had constituent contact from, and all of them are solving something that is an immediate problem in my district. They relate to things like people's right to know that there's a sand mine being proposed in their neighborhood, that when they buy property, they know that there's a disclosure, that they know that the land that's immediately adjoining them has already signed a contract for the mining, the ability of local government to negotiate with the mines to protect the neighbors, things like hours of operation. People complain about trucks at 3 a.m. shining lights in their bedroom windows. People's right to know if there's prospecting going on, so that the county, if they decide to, the law would permit them to, if they needed to be able to require the registration of prospecting. Monitoring and inspecting over the years is something that's been a big problem. The State Department of Natural Resources doesn't have the staff to be able to adequately monitor. And at one time they said that 90% of the mines hadn't been inspected like they needed to be. They have the funds, so it doesn't even cost more money to add the inspectors, but they need to do that. And then finally to make sure that the air that the neighbors are breathing is safe. And there's a lot of complaints about that. People with asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, complain that they can't go outside because of the particulate matter in the air. And I'd like to see that monitored more carefully.
The La Crosse Tribune reports that a package of nearly identical bills failed to pass in 2016. Are you hopeful that this will see more support this time around?
Well, yeah, I am hopeful, and I am also working on a couple of other bills that we haven't yet introduced that are related to the sand mine annexing into a city to avoid the county regulations on the sand mine. And this is not only a problem in western Wisconsin related to sand mines, but it's also a problem on the eastern part of the state where there's a golf course, for example, in Sheboygan that's annexing into the city of Sheboygan to avoid the rules that the county has in place. So the question of annexation is a question that I think both Democrats and Republicans would like to resolve. And so I'm hopeful that, those two bills related to whether or not the county can, the sand mine can get out from under the county zoning by annexing into a city is something that I think may have broader support. So I'm continually hopeful, looking for Republican Senate sponsors, and I think that there are some issues that can be resolved in a bipartisan way.
Yeah, Senator Vinehout, for the first time, I think this was last year, I was driving through the Alma area, and I guess I saw my first frac sand mine. They're huge.
They are huge. They are. There's a frac sand mine near in Monroe County that's almost 1,800 acres. So a lot of times folks say, oh, this is just a glorified gravel pit. Well, gravel pits are 1 or 2 acres. We have a gravel pit right next to, our neighbor has a gravel pit right next to our farm. And they move gravel out to use in mostly local road construction. The sand mines are a very, very different creature. They have a lot of buildings, a lot of activity. Some of them operate 24 hours a day. It's basically like being next to an industrial plant, and that type of industrial sand mining needs to be in a part of the county where other industry exists. It doesn't need to be right next door to a house, and that's the kind of thing that we're grappling with in western Wisconsin.
And western Wisconsin's grappling with it more than most because the sand that you have there is used in the fracking process.
That's right. We're blessed with a lot of natural resources, and this perfectly polished little grains of sand seem to be particularly suited for the frack mining that's happening up in North Dakota.
We are talking with State Senator Kathleen Vinehout about the oversight of frack sand mining and the package of bills that she has introduced that would have better oversight over this. We are talking with her about her possible bid for governor. She may run for governor against Governor Scott Walker next year. What do you make of that? And we're talking with her about the state budget, which is not completed yet, even though the new fiscal year has started in July. A big debate over especially transportation funding. So what questions do you have for her at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to ideas@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Eric in Madison has been waiting. Hi, Eric.
Hi. Well, the first thing we can do is we can get rid of the governor's airplane and that budget. Let's face it, that's just a luxury, that budget to operate the plane. It's huge. Secondly, we can cut the state elected representative salaries. That'd be a huge savings. Then we can increase the wages for the general public, not get rid of right to work and prevailing wage, because when people make more money, the state collects more revenues and taxes, sales taxes. When people make more money, they spend more money. And thirdly, let's look at the Department of Corrections budget, which now exceeds the university budget. and try to implement some programs into getting these people back into society, do something with the nonviolent offenders, rehabilitation, whatever it takes, and take a real good look at it at that budget.
Thanks, Eric. Lots of stuff here that I'm not sure we're going to be able to go item by item. But Senator Vinehout, what do you think of Eric's overall plan?
Well, I appreciate Eric's thoughtfulness. He's definitely been paying attention to what's happening in Wisconsin. He talked about increasing wages, and one of the things I disagreed with Speaker Voss was his changes to wages. Wisconsin is ranked 18th worst in the country in wages. And this is a problem that has been coming along for a long time, but it has gotten worse over the years. So people don't have have money in their pockets. They aren't able to buy things that they want to and that they need to. We need to figure out a state policy that actually gets people more money in their pockets. And the series of bills that have passed in the last 6 years that have taken away wages has only made it worse. And put on top of that, the giveaways to very large manufacturing companies, and we see the Legislative Fiscal Bureau revising downward the estimates of what revenue is going to come in for this year. I'm not sure we're going to know in a month what those final numbers are, but one of the reasons is because corporate income tax is much lower than expected. Last time I looked at the numbers, the most recent numbers that came out were in May, we were looking at about 9% decrease year to year, meaning we have 9% less money coming in than we had in corporate income tax than we had a year ago. And Eric's right about the Department of Corrections budget being larger than the University of Wisconsin budget, and that's when you look at the general funds, which is, of course, where our tax dollars go. So if we're spending more on corrections, we're not spending more on educating our workforce, and we have lower number of people in our population that have a bachelor's degree and an associate degree than other states. So there's a lot of work to be done. There's a lot of alternatives. If we can give people the best education that they can achieve, that's going to help increase our wages. That's going to help increase our revenue coming into the state. That's going to help us figure out how to pay for things like roads.
Charlie in Milwaukee is with us. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I am a conservative who is loath to vote for Scott Walker for governor. I was wondering how Joyce Guest would appeal to the conservative voter as well as getting the state government moving again and compromising. Thank you.
All right, Senator Vinehout.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I appreciate, again, what Speaker Voss said about not borrowing our way into the future. We've seen record high debt in this state. We've seen bills that were coming due being kicking the can on down the road or not paying those bills just to avoid making a debt payment. We've seen very, very little amount of money left over at the end of the fiscal year going into the next fiscal year, which means any type of change in revenue is going to give us a problem in paying the bills. So first of all, I think we need to put more money in the rainy day fund. The governor talks about how he's increased it, 100 times, but what he doesn't tell you is it was spent down to nothing in the recession. And so if you increase it from 1 to 100, then it's a 100-fold increase, but you haven't really made it much bigger. In all the alternative budgets that I've written, the first thing I do is put money in the savings account so that we don't end up borrowing in a crisis like we had during the recession. This problem that both stripes of governors have faced. There hasn't been money set aside. Wisconsin is about second worst in the Midwest, only to Illinois, in terms of the money we have set aside. And with the money that I put in, we could be second best. We could be second only to Minnesota, which isn't where I want to be. I want to be first, but it's where we can go in a reasonable and balanced way.
We have only 30 seconds left. Senator Vinehout, when do you think you'll make a decision on whether you'll run for governor or not?
Well, Well, definitely it'll be after we finish the budget. A lot of energy I'm focused on, and a lot of us around the state are focused on trying to find a solution. I'll be putting together the numbers on the transportation budget and showing what type of solution I would propose, trying to get support from my fellow Democrats and hopefully some of the Republicans on finding a solution.
Thank you very much for being with us, State Senator Kathleen Vinehout. I'm Joy Curtin. This is the Ideas Network.